You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today on the Cooligans, in the first segment, we talk about the MLS. We reminisce about all the beautiful moments the Cooligans had in 2016. So many downloads. It's been hot this year. Also, we talk about the new teams that are coming into MLS. Atlanta United, Minnesota United, all the Uniteds on America.
Yeah, America's United. We also talk about Bob Bradley in that segment. In the second segment, we talk about the Premier League. Oh, man, we talk about Arsenal. We talk about Everton. We talk about other teams. We talk about Mkhitaryan's goal. It's incredible. Should it even have counted? Who knows? But thank you for the retweets, everybody. We talk about so much more on this episode of The Cooligans!
Hi, I'm RJ Allen for New York City Football Club, and you're listening to The Cooligans.
Yeah, baby, Cooligans.
The Cooligans are here.
Oh, final episode of 2016.
I know some people were like, final episode, thank God.
Yeah. So why would they be listening?
And also why? Thank God it is over.
Well, listen, 2016 has killed a lot of people, but us, no.
No, we're not done yet.
Cooligans will not die. You cannot get rid of us, 2016. You could take people from Star Wars.
You could take beloved singers. That is which all is already dead, cannot die.
What is that? Is that Game of Thrones?
No, it's some movie. I don't know what, though.
Something corny.
Maybe. I don't know.
Is that Walking Dead?
All right, now I'm going to have to look it up.
All right, well, you do that. Well, I talk to the listeners. But listen, guys, it's been I would say a whirlwind of a year. I can't really think back to how it was when we started. How did we start this year? We were doing pretty good, right? We were excited. We were about 6-7 months in at the beginning of this year.
Correct.
Right? Maybe not even that much.
Yeah, I mean,
no, it was about half a year.
Half a year, maybe at most 6 months. I don't think it would be more than that. Yeah, we started in the summer of 2015.
And here we are, the beginning of 2016, we were still sort of just like walking through the woods without any real, not knowing where we were going. We're just sort of aimlessly walking.
Yeah.
And, through the woods that is podcasting.
We were as confused as Mesut Ozil in the box on a set piece.
Oh boy.
We had no idea what we were supposed to be doing.
Oh boy. Can someone just give him a little bit of cocaine? That's all I want. Just give him a little bump.
I'm a little worried because I don't know where his eyes are going to go off to.
They're going to bulge out even further.
They're going to explode. It's going to be too creepy.
Put them in your pockets, buddy. Put them in your pockets.
But yeah, we didn't have as much as a concrete idea of what we wanted the show to even sort of become. Yeah.
And I would say right around the time, let's say, think back to a year ago, 12 months ago, when people asked you, what is Cooligans? First of all, no one was asking. But when you were forcing this into a conversation.
Yeah.
Like I did a lot.
At all dinner parties.
It doesn't matter.
A Christmas table. Even this time, I'm like,
yeah. People at a buffet. I'm just like, do you like soccer, buddy?
Sure.
Explaining what Cooligans was is difficult because people still think it's just a podcast,
That's right. Yeah. And they don't realize it's an empire.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they just underestimate it.
They really think of it as just like two guys talking to a microphone, but it's so much more.
Exactly.
Sometimes we talk into a camera. Sometimes we type into our phones, but it's just like huge. It's big, and I think we've sort of started to narrow our definition of what it is.
Yeah,
I think initially,
I think we talked about this after we got back from the MLS Cup, but we sort of felt like we wanted to talk about soccer in general, European soccer a lot, because we sense how popular it is,
right?
In the U.S., without a doubt, the Premier League is more popular than the MLS.
Yeah.
That goes without say. But there is a group of people and that are MLS fans. And I think we started appreciating American soccer much more than I expected when we started doing the show.
100%. And, it started off with us being American soccer fans, but talking about soccer.
Correct.
And I think now what we've realized is that we're American soccer fans talking about soccer from an American perspective.
Yes.
And it's obviously it's also encompassing the fact that we're comedians. I think that's sort of front and center no matter what we do. For those of you who might have met us at the MLS party and you were like, do these two people take anything serious? And the answer is probably not.
Yeah.
Nothing at all. So
I hope it's clear that I don't know,
people may not, you know us personally listening to this, but we're not this serious normally.
No, yeah, no, this is as serious as we can possibly
be. Yeah, this is good.
Yeah, we're trying really hard, you guys. Just because it's a little look back, at the year. So many exciting things. I guess for you, like, what are one or two things that have stood out for you this year? I have a feeling they might be similar to mine.
Off the top of my head, I mean, obviously, and we're NYCFC ticket holders, so we go to several games.
Yeah,
and there were you know, the first year was had a lot of memorable moments that were just so just so incredible and so fun. But you know, on top of that, those fun moments were lots and lots of losses,
lackluster performance on the pitch, but still a lot of fun moments around soccer fandom.
This year, having a good team, especially the leap. Of wins from year one to year two, and seeing the quality on the field. Yeah, were there some bad games? Yes,
100%.
But NYCFC had one of the best like road records in all of MLS.
Yeah,
and they couldn't be underestimated. They were a good team, and so just some of the moments. I mean, I would say being there for the hat trick of Lampard was huge.
I was not there for that, I don't believe.
Oh, the 5-1? Were you not there? You might not have been there.
I might not have been there. I think I was on the road.
That was the Colorado game. Yeah. They put 5 against Tim Howard.
And right.
That was incredible. I'm just sort of bundling the two, but the comeback win that we did, that you were there for.
Yeah. DC United, right?
Against DC United.
Where we brought Donald Trump.
Yeah, that was a spectacular, just even like in my life. Like the game, Trump is there. And
yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, yeah, as far as like the last year, like that moment stands out to me because I, especially when we were talking to Jimmy Conrad, he's like, all right, you guys got one hit. You know, you got one big hit. And it's like, that, you know, people know that video.
Yeah.
You know, people know that people remember that moment.
Yeah. If for whatever reason, if you're just listening to this for the first time, we brought another comedian who does a stellar Donald Trump impression.
Absolutely.
And we brought him to an NYCFC game against DC United. And it was, we made a video. There's two parts. It's on our YouTube channel. Go check it out. But it's the best.
And the funniest part is when we did it, we were like, this guy's got what? A couple weeks left of doing this impression.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to lose the election.
He's a joke.
Yeah. And regardless of where you stand on the political spectrum, I think everyone, except for a few people in the middle of the country, really believe that this is the last run of it. So when we reached out to him, he was like, oh, yeah, this is a great idea.
Yeah.
Let's do this video. And when we did it, we had no idea what was going to come next. And that was so exciting. Just seeing people's reactions, both positive and negative, the staff at Yankee Stadium, that was incredible. I think probably my biggest moment was Wednesday at 5:28 p.m. or 5:36 p.m. When we received word that we got media passes.
Oh, for MLS. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, just this moment of, got a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, there wasn't a team in New York City.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And for all the Rebel fans listening, I'm sorry, within the confines of New York City, you know, proper, there wasn't a team in the five boroughs. Not only did we become season ticket holders, we decided to start this, you know, sort of comedic soccer channel or network. And now we're being invited to the MLS Cup final.
Yeah.
As me, like,
it's definitely a late invitation.
I mean, look, that's why I said it. I mean, we had a day and a half to figure everything out.
Wednesday at 5:30, like, come on, Don Garber, give us a little bit of a heads up.
Yeah, Don Garber's just saying, like, not yet.
They're like,
dude, this clock is
literally the assistant is like about to click send on the email. They're like, not yet. Not yet.
Yeah. The assistant goes home, comes back, and he's like, still not yet. Don Garber's just standing there. You know, even just getting a chance to meet Don Garber and talk to him.
Yeah.
And it's funny. People said, somebody on Twitter was like, oh, he must have had you at hello, because we were kind of gushing. He's like the sweetest guy.
The nice guy.
Yo, he's painted as such. And look, he might be, dude. You might. I mean, that might be how strong of an evil character he is, that he's so good to you.
Yeah, he's charming.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So, I mean, and most, charlatans are.
Yeah, yeah. And whether you believe he is or isn't. Yeah. But yeah, that's they sort of go hand in hand.
I'm going with the hope that his intentions are good.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully he's not just misunderstood. It's a song. It's a terrible joke I just made.
Oh, please don't let me be misunderstood. Anyway, so, you know, that whole culmination, that just where we started out the year, where people, we have trouble explaining who we are, to being invited to Toronto.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's wild, man. And look, it's, we're having more fun week after week. And I think that's the exciting part, is that, you know, like being in this room, we can just joke around, we can have fun.
Yeah.
But the real fun for us and as comics is like going into the places where people are more rigid and
100%,
and going and bringing our personality into those places. This is why we go to the Midwest and do comedy, because it's like, well, the people are not like, they're not like you New Yorkers, and they like hearing, you know, that perspective.
100%.
So being able to like bring some of our personality too, even when we have like phone interviews with journalists who are not used to talking to comedians.
No, they're just not used to talking. Some of these guys,
they're like, you want to talk to me?
Yeah, some of them are like, why can I type? You know, like, they really don't want to have an open conversation. But like, you know, we are. I mean, even when come on, we got to do an interview with Jack Harrison.
Yeah, that was huge.
And you know, RJ Allen, which we still haven't put up. Got to put that up. And Jimmy Conrad, and you know, just talking to, you know, we named a burger after Jack Harrison.
That was a very big moment. That was cool.
Yeah, that was a massive moment. I think those are my two moments: MLS Cup final and the Jack Harrison interview, which you and I tried to do an interview with, I think a few players, and it just wasn't happening. It wasn't clicking. You know, like, it just wasn't becoming a thing. And then once we got Jack Harrison, it seemed like doors opened up, and it just also validated us.
Yeah, but that's how
I was
always
about to say validated, which we all know is the proper way of saying it.
But that's always the case with basically anything. Like in comedy, it's like, you know, how do you get past at a comedy club? Well, you got to get on TV. And how do you get on TV? You got to be past at a comedy. Like, it's
exactly. It's like you have to, like, in order to make money, you have to have money.
Exactly.
It's sort of how that works. And look, now we've got, obviously fictional, but now we have a little bit of money in the sense that we've got that blue check now.
That Jack Harrison interview obviously was the thing that opened up a lot of doors for us.
Yeah.
I'll forever be indebted to some extent to Jack and to his mom.
Yeah. And his agent.
And his agent for like just being okay, because, you know, everyone was so skeptical and didn't want us near them to be. So,
yeah, no.
Two comedians talking to my. No, I don't want.
There's no chance in hell we're letting you speak to our clients.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or no, we don't want you to talk to anyone. So, the club themselves didn't want us to talk to anyone.
Yeah. So the you know, the bravery on their part to just say like.
And just having the vision, just them having the vision to say like, this is going to work well.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, those were some great moments. How about this, guys? Message us. Let us know what your favorite moments of the year, soccer-wise, or if you're a big Cooligans fan, you know, what's been your favorite? I know Dave's going to say probably coming with us to Montreal. Toronto, I should say. Yeah, mm-hmm. that was a lot of fun. Dave, honorary member of the Cooligans.
Yeah, that was cool, too. We got to go to Montreal. Also.
Yeah, we got to go to Montreal. Right. Montreal was, if I had never gone to Toronto and went to MLS Cup Final, Montreal would have been one of the greatest trips of my life. It still is, but, you know, going to an MLS Cup final was pretty dope.
Exactly.
I'm sure everyone in Montreal wish they could have gone to that too. but yeah, I think at the end of the day, I think when you look back on a year, it's just been a great, great, wonderful year. And I think one of the things I'm really happy about and proud of is that all of you guys listening right now and who watch our videos and who comment, thank you so much. And, you know, subscribe and follow. Dude, we're about to pass 10,000 Instagram followers.
Instagram followers, yeah.
Yeah, we're at 9,993 at the...
I checked, it was 98. A couple minutes ago. So we
get out of here.
We might have already hit it.
This might be happening live on the podcast, you guys.
We'll see where
my God. I'm checking it right now.
Watch us have lost like 12 followers.
What happened? It's taking forever to update. Oh, we're at 99.96.
So we lost two.
We lost two. What happened, you guys?
Come on, guys. Don't do
that to us. Get back over here.
Don't tease us like that.
So, well, we're being followed by someone called SKC Trash. So things are going great, dude. Yeah, I think that's what I want everyone to know.
I can't wait for the dialogue we're going to have with them. Just the fun and honest and open lines of communication.
Yeah. With someone whose name has Trash.
Yeah. Well, we get followed by a lot of... there's so many Instagram accounts of teams... Of supporters who hate certain teams.
Yeah.
So it's not just like them bigging up their squad.
No, it's also like the anti this.
So we have a lot of we hate Red Bull. Whatever. We hate NYC Pigeons or something.
Yeah.
There's just like,
thank you for following. You know,
I mean, it's cool. Like, hey, that's nice that you're interested in what we have to say.
Right. Yeah. But also, how much do you know about us? You know?
There seems to be a like, obviously it's playful. I mean, some of the posts
we hope.
I see, I'm like, all right, well, it seems like you're actually angry at just, you know, these fictional franchises. They're just like logos.
Yeah.
You know, so it seems like to make the effort and also to like curate your hate Instagram account.
Just meme collections. the intense meme collection.
Yeah, because it's so specific.
Through.
It's not just like, you know, there's some like MLS ones or soccer ones that are like making fun of a lot of teams.
Right.
But to focus on just one team.
Yeah, one club that really hate.
You're just like, you're essentially like at home constantly sharpening that one knife, you know? Like,
yeah.
Working
Peggy's
on
knives are that one. Look at that one right there. Oh, that'll cut right through anything, including a pigeon.
You know, yeah. Like, you gotta worry about the mental state of some of these people. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
But also, that's just fandom, right?
Exactly.
Thank you for following us.
Whether you're a hate account, a love account,
right,
a neutral account,
an indifferent, asexual account,
we love
all of you.
We love the follower,
even the people who were tweeting at us at one point to kill ourselves. I don't
oh sure, yeah. We love them too.
We love them as well, because without haters, you ain't popping, is you?
That's right. Give me some downvotes.
Yeah,
we need those.
How about just someone post this on Reddit at all? That would be a huge help for everyone listening.
One day we'll get there.
Because every time we try to post, guess what happens? We get banned.
Yeah.
So all of the accounts we've made have been banned. But there's not just stuff happening in our lives. There's some stuff happening in MLS, even though the final is done.
That's right. The MLS is over, but the MLS did announce their opening game schedule for the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, so the first two matches, pretty exciting.
It's weird. They announced several matches, but they're not all...
I think it's all the home openers. So it takes some teams... Some clubs are going to be playing in away matches.
Correct. All right. So, but the season is starting off with the Portland Timbers against Minnesota United.
Great.
Which is going to be exciting.
I hear great things about Dark Clouds. That's Minnesota United's supporters group. So excited to see what they have planned for it.
How do you feel about the MLS opening? Because, like, I don't know. The NFL usually starts with, like, the Super Bowl match. Like a rematch, like
right.
It's usually like a bigger deal. I mean, I know this is the team's first game, you know, in the first division, which is not, you know, I'm not taking that very lightly necessarily, but I mean, I don't know. They shouldn't it be like a more marquee matchup for the first game? It's the Friday, March 3rd at 9:30. Like that's the first game in the MLS. Shouldn't it just be like, I feel like it's like have the New York Derby right there or like something big.
I don't know. I kind of like this idea of putting the expansion teams up.
All right.
You know, I to some degree, I kind of want to see what they have. You know, rumor is, I don't know if it's even done yet, but Miguel Ibarra is getting loaned.
That's right.
From Leon, which is, I think, where he went to. And mm-hmm. their new coach does not like him at all. So I guess he's riding the bench.
But
so,
wasn't Miguel Ibarra originally at Minnesota?
Yeah. So, you know, got in the men's national team mm-hmm. thanks to Jurgen Klinsmann. And then he got purchased by Leon. And it just seems to not be going well now. So he's, I guess, getting loaned. Back, which is great. Great chance for him to come up to the MLS.
Yeah.
I know he had, I think he had a cup of coffee with the Portland Timbers, if I'm not mistaken, and they decided not to re-sign him. So I think Minnesota had to give them something for his rights in the league.
Okay.
But long story short, I mean, there's some cool stories. I think there's going to be a great opportunity. Minnesota is not getting a lot of the news time. that Atlanta's doing. Atlanta's getting a lot.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, with massive signings left and right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's, I mean, it's, I think the MLS is trying to give them both some love. Obviously, they want both of them to succeed, but right. Atlanta looks like the one that has the money behind it.
I feel like they should just hand them the Supporter Shield, the Open Cup, and the MLS Cup on the first day. I mean, the club itself looks intense. Some of the signings they have, Tato Martinez is your manager. Barcelona and Argentina's national team. And our friend Andre Medrano mm-hmm. sent us a message. He comes also from the Bielsa tree, which I always talk about, Sampaoli.
Yeah.
Tato comes from there as well. And so does Pochettino, which I didn't know.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, explains it when you look at the way they play. So I think Atlanta United is going to be... I don't know how, I can't imagine it's going to be as easy as Tato, I guess, may be thinking with some of the constraints that he's going to have cap-wise, but it looks like they're putting together, you know, Almirón, some of these guys. I mean, these guys are going to be a great club to watch.
They got a good, it's always that. I mean, because we sort of felt that with NYCFC. I mean, you saw the big names. I mean, the difference here is... It's youth. I mean, their DPs are young and, you know, but it's like any team, like you have to put a good squad together. They're going to have to play together, practice together. And so we'll sort of see where they are,
right?
You know, in February and preseason and things like that. But for now.
And their home isn't opening yet. The Mercedes-Benz stadium or field, whatever it's called. It's
next year or 2 years from now.
No. It's going to be, I think, the 10th week.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that soon. Okay.
Yeah. Did you see the drone video of it? They did a drone video. This thing looks like it looks like they took all the best stuff of NFL stadiums and all the best stuff of European soccer stadiums and put it in one. This thing looks incredible. I'm going to see if there's a way maybe we can get out there for the opening match.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That would be dope, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I have some friends in Atlanta. We might even be able to. Maybe we'll do a show if you guys are listening.
I got some broads in Atlanta, actually.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I guess I'm a panda, though, so that works out. I kind of look like a panda. You're the black XX fam, and I'm the white XX that looks like a panda. So maybe we can put together a show or something down there. Maybe interview one of the players.
That would be cool. That would be cool. That's the hope.
We'll figure something out. I just had that idea live on the air.
That's the first game. Some of the other marquee matchups, you know, that weekend. LA Galaxy against FC Dallas. That's going to be a good one. Jermaine Jones going to LA Galaxy. Yeah. So that's going to be exciting to see. Who else to...
So how long before he gets a red card in the first match, you think?
I mean, it's going to be pretty soon.
Right. Well, he wants to show LA what to expect, right? He might just come straight out and punch someone on FC Dallas.
Sure. And it's like, well, Jermaine, you didn't have to yell Riverside, motherfucker. Why are you getting so... I get you want to acclimate to your... to where you live, but it's really not necessary.
You're wearing a red and blue flag out of your back pockets. Stop calling everyone cuz.
I've really never seen a German crip walk. Yeah, I gotta be honest. Yeah.
We are not the LA Galaxy, so please stop saying that, Jermaine.
Oh man, Saturday, Galaxy FC Dallas. Sunday, Orlando against NYCFC. Orlando's hosting an entire
weekend of MLS action.
Their new stadium, and Atlanta United against the Red Bulls, and that's their first match. And they're hosting that. So
yeah, but they're doing it at the college stadium that they're playing in. Correct. Yeah, so that's not
Bobby Dodd Stadium.
Bobby Dodd. It just looks like a typical, maybe lower league stadium. So hopefully that, you know, I can't wait for that Mercedes-Benz to open up. That looks, it's gonna be great.
How do you feel about NYCFC next season
versus Orlando?
What are you thinking?
Well, we don't have much of a team right now, so who knows? You know, we have
a lot of people were let go.
Yeah, a lot of people are gone. A couple people retired. Manny Bellucci retired. Although I noticed
Iraola
retired. And Jason Hernandez, if I'm not mistaken,
he didn't retire, but he
didn't. All right, he's up for free agency. Him and Manny Bellucci were up for free agency. Manny decided to walk away from the game. See what you can get on the market.
Maybe.
Yeah. So Jason Hernandez is a free agent. Good luck to him. You know, best of luck to him.
I really liked him, man.
Did you?
Yeah.
I was happy to see him go. But I like him as a person. You know,
I thought he played with a lot of heart.
Yeah, it's nice to he's 21 Savage. What number was it? God, I wish he was number 21. Yeah, so hey, look, happy to have him. Love having, you know, a local boy, kind of, you know, a Boricua on the team was great. But yeah, I mean, time to move on. So I wonder who they're going to get. You know, I wonder.
Yeah, that's been the thing. Glenn Crooks tweeted out recently. Glenn Crooks is
he's the color commentator.
Color commentator.
And he also does the podcast Soccer in the City, which is a CBS podcast.
But he did, I feel like this has been happening a little bit.
Right.
In this MLS, this, you know, I'm sure this happens in Europe as well, where there's a lot of speculation over transfers.
There's also like that light teasing, hearing big moves coming.
That was exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Glenn Crooks tweeted out, like, for all you NYCFC fans that are frustrated with all these signings from all the other teams, get ready for a big splash from NYCFC real soon. I'm like, okay, what, Glenn?
Right.
But what are you talking about?
Everyone was like, when he said real soon, so that's, I should probably stay on Twitter for the next 30 seconds, because here it comes.
Yeah.
And it's been, what, 2 weeks?
And that's it. Taylor Twellman did the same thing. I forgot who he was referring to. But it is hella annoying.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's at the very least, you're teasing me.
It's false hope.
You're tickling my balls, Glenn. Yeah,
come on. Get in it with your mouth, Glenn. Don't just play with the balls. You know the rules.
You know it is.
We only have 58 minutes left, buddy. How many roses do you need? How far is this going to go? But yeah, I can't stand the look out now. Like, it's a lot of European Twitter for transfer windows. They're called ITKs or in the know.
Okay.
But it's always bullshit. So you have these people that are just like, they have thousands and thousands and thousands of Twitter followers because they say, like, I'm hearing this person's going, and none of these things ever materialize. Every once in a while they get one right, which to them validates them as an in the know, you know? And look, I understand that deals fall apart. I mean, we're, you know, NAGBY, it just happened.
That's right.
Right. These things can happen, you know? So you hear this rumor is going to happen and then all of a sudden it doesn't, but none of these people know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
But MLS is a little different, right? MLS is like an entire, you sign to the league and then they put you on a team.
Mm-hmm.
So you negotiate with the team, but you sign to the league. So, like, if you know something, if you're connected to the league, you may know something.
Yeah. We should really use the New York, motto of if you see something, say something.
See something,
Glenn,
say something.
You see, anybody in MLS, any reporter, you see something, you better say something.
Yeah. Well, to me, Glenn saw something and said a little something. You need to say the whole something, Glenn. You can't just come at us with these little sums. So yeah, it's like going to a cop, you see a bomb and you're like, hey, I hear something might happen on a platform somewhere in the subway system soon. Look,
he's
out.
Like, okay. Yeah. I mean, it's,
hey, Riddler, get your ass over here and tell us what the hell you're talking about. Yeah,
it is strange, you're wearing a jacket with a lot of question marks on it.
Yeah, isn't that the guy who used to tell you he would help you beat taxes? Remember the infomercial?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I think that guy, like, is in prison now.
Yeah, yeah. Tax evasion. Yeah. He's like, oh, I used an outdated book. Yeah, I used the one from last year. I know so many people who bought that book and it's like, nah, yo, you used to live in Newark, my dude. You didn't learn a goddamn thing. But yeah, so are signings happening? I think every club has to sign someone. This is like the magic of MLS, is people have to be let go and new signings come on. I'm excited to see, you know, the rumor was that NYCFC is going to get younger. For those of you who are fans of other clubs, that seems to be, you know, commonplace across the board. And I don't know if that's, if credit is due to maybe FC Dallas and New York Red Bull, who went a little bit younger and it seemed to have worked for them. And, you know, a lot of success on the pitch, maybe not, you know, in trophies, but for both of them, it led to some success on the pitch. Seems to be that's the way everyone's going, which I think is the way MLS is sort of set up, right? You have like the younger DPs count a lot less against your cap.
Sure.
They're trying to push everyone towards youth.
I think that's what they're trying to go in that direction more than ever before, because obviously that wasn't the case in the past.
The part that sucks is it's a seniority league. So the longer you're in the league, that's the only way you really make money. So, you know, maybe some of these guys can test, you know, free agency. Some of the guys that got re-signed, they'll look great. I mean, I'm happy to have RJ Allen back.
Yeah, yeah. There's been a lot of speculation over Frank Lampard. He's saying he still wants to play. That's one. He doesn't want to retire.
Yeah.
He was just recently in London, and there was some rumors that he wants to either play at Chelsea or have a role at Chelsea.
Right.
And I think if he doesn't, if those things don't happen, then he'll return to MLS. And he, that, you know, they're saying he has a lot of offers, but they haven't said to where. But he, look, he can end up, you know, it's possible he can end up at another MLS team next season.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked by it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the guy clearly had, you know, a lot left in the tank. Maybe not a lot. He has something left in the tank. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hey, Frank the Tank, love the nickname. And clearly, you know, could score goals.
Yeah, I don't know if he stays in MLS. I guess if there's a certain level of what if he just kills in the MLS next season?
Like, oh,
there's
God.
There'll be a level of regret.
LA Galaxy only have what, 4 DPs? Yeah, they have nine more slots.
They have plenty more to go
there.
So MLS is gonna look. We're already excited about it.
It's fun.
You know, we're gonna obviously once the league, especially in February, once preseason starts, we're gonna go crazy talking about it. But then in the meantime, we'll settle with the inferior Premier League.
Yeah, absolutely. So why don't we do this? Why don't we take a break and we'll come back and talk about Premier League?
Yeah, we'll do exactly that.
Right after this. Hey, listeners, what's going on? We are breaking into the episode just to let you know that we have a nice deal for you guys. Maybe you purchased some gifts. You're a little low on money. You know, maybe you still have a few more gifts to purchase. Maybe there's an uncle you haven't seen who's coming in at the end of the year, the beginning of the year, and you still need to get him a gift. May we suggest On the Volley Apparel. Maybe you've seen some of our videos. You've seen that are, you know, in our Keeper We Trust with the two keeper gloves sort of doing the prayer hands. Or you've seen me wear the Wu-Tang soccer pitch shirt.
Yeah, that one's dope.
That hoodie that I will not take off. It is so comfortable.
It's great. But you can go to onthevalleyapparel.com.
Oh, yeah.
And you can get 30% off.
30%?
As opposed to the regular 20 of a discount if you use the promo code Cooligans.
Dude, racks on racks on racks. We just threw another 10 on there.
That's right.
Because we love y'all so much. But it's only till the end of the year, guys.
So you only got a couple more days right now. It's the 20th. You have until what? Saturday. Yeah. Sunday, you know.
Technically.
Yeah, till Sunday. Till midnight Saturday. Ooh. So while you're boozing up on New Year's Eve, just hop.
While the ball's dropping, maybe you need to be dropping them ducats. On a new jersey.
That's right.
Yeah.
They got I feel a lot like a lot here. Of people may not know what ducats are.
Well, if you listen to hip hop in 1992, you do. Maybe you drop some dimes. Well, no, that's snitching. Don't snitch. You know what? Unless your friends are buying shirts. Really, really cool. On the Volley Apparel. So that's onthevolleyapparel.com. Check them out on Instagram. They got some great pictures. Some of the stuff we're wearing, some of the stuff on our Instagram. Soccer Cooligans. Once again, On the Volley Apparel, 30% off just for putting the promo code Cooligans.
Do it.
Yeah.
Back again.
Yeah, we ain't going nowhere.
It ain't over yet, 2016.
Nah, son. Well, after this episode, for us it is. But we're coming right back, 2017.
Just again, a reminder.
Yeah.
Again, for those people who are very, very happy that they thought it was the end of...
Once again, we come back and like, maybe it's true. Yeah. Now we're you be listening?
We got you again.
Why would you be listening?
But in the Premier League, we have to start with the most important news. Coming out of the Premier League today, just a couple hours ago,
yeah.
We're recording this on Tuesday, December 27th, and our boy, Bobby Bean.
Sadness comes over the American soccer community.
Bobito, we call
Bobito.
Him.
Bobito the barber. old heads will know that one.
Bob Bradley sacked from Swansea City.
From Swansea. They have parted ways.
Yeah.
You think when they were making fun of him for not knowing any of the Britishisms, you know, do you think when he was told he was being sacked, he's like, so I got to wear a sack?
Yeah.
Good thing I thought I was getting fired. Oh, Jesus. Yeah,
it's going to be a bad day.
Yeah, I guess sacked's not that bad. All right, so
I was in college, I had these broads sack me a couple times.
Yeah, a couple times. Sometimes two at the same time, you know what I mean? Why? What's all these papers I got to sign?
Well, get all these pink papers out of my face.
Get them out of here. White security here. Yeah, these broads wild or what, huh? Come on, right? Everyone's getting sacked. Get in here. You're getting sacked. I'm getting sacked.
I mean, it's very disappointing, man. He had 11 games worth of a chance, and he was let go.
How many wins did he get? Two?
Two. Two wins, two draws, seven losses.
Okay, that's not that bad. It's the same the last guy had.
Yeah, I mean, the other teams in the relegation zone are not doing much better. I don't see the urgency to get rid of him. The big complaint a lot of people were saying, especially from American media, is like, how come you didn't give him a transfer window to at least get some players that he wants there,
which is only fair. It seems like everyone kept saying he was out of his depth, which I don't agree.
I think there's a watching this Rob Bradley experience in the Premier League, the first American manager in the Premier League. There's nothing that can be said besides the severe xenophobia.
Oh yeah,
amongst the English. Look.
Yeah, is this
guys,
new?
We beat you in the Revolutionary War.
That's right, redcoats.
Like, get over it.
Come on, son.
All right, we didn't want the stupid taxes that you were levying on us, and we weren't into it. That's we. Toss the damn tea over the damn boat.
At least not without representation, my dude. And how dare you not let us have representation of American coaching in the Premier League?
There's a severe bitterness.
Oh my God!
Like we were talking about when he got hired, and then there were all the complaints about it's a clean sheet, not a shutout. Like,
yeah, it's not a road match. It's in a way. It's not a road game. It's an away match.
He's talking about.
Yeah, stop it.
The level of pretentiousness required to get angry at this person.
But also, like, other British people will use the word game instead of match sometimes.
Exactly.
They may not use soccer as often, but there's a show called Soccer AM where they were making fun of him. Homie, the name of your show is soccer.
Yeah, you support it. You know, it's a popular show.
Yeah, what is wrong with all of you? The show's called soccer. First of all, y'all made the word up. We've done this already.
We've had this conversation too many times.
too many.
Too many damn times.
God damn. I mean, it's like, but also, like, oh, he has to say that. He has to be so British. He has to go out there in a fucking monocle. he's got a coat with tails on it.
They don't allow any flaw. It's because he's American.
Because of the accent.
It's similar to...
Also, in the video, the accent you fucking gave us.
It's similar to... look, Barack Obama got elected, right? He's first black president. The first black president had to be... a goddamn Harvard law, summa cum laude, like just the best.
He had to be extra.
He had to be the best at his level because the racists, they're like, oh, well, because he's black, he's already starting lower.
Right.
So, but then you see, and it's similar to Bob Bradley. He had to be flawless at any little mistake was a bigger deal because he was American.
Everything gets magnified because he's American or he says it in an American accent.
But then if it's a British dude like Sam Allardyce who's goddamn doing illegal things, paying people this and that.
He's selling and buying over here.
And now he's the manager of Crystal Palace again after all that. And because it's like, oh, he's English, so he gets it.
Yeah, he gets it. Big Sam. Everybody loves him. Big Sam's back in the...
He's sacked as English manager after like 3 weeks.
Yeah, he's undefeated. Undefeated. He had one match.
Yeah, so he went into that Crystal Palace meeting like, well, as an English, you know, gaffer,
I know the word gaffer. How about that?
So they were like, whoa.
He just walks in and goes, how many away matches do we got this year? And
they're like, you use the words I use.
Yeah, wow.
I'm impressed.
Can't stand it. Oh, God. It's annoying as hell.
It's really, it's disappointing. Obviously, as Americans, we want to see some kind of, American representation in the Premier League, as that was obviously monumental to have an American manager there. You know, we've had... American players and there's some success with that, but this would have been really cool if he would have like made just a name for himself there.
Right, just even if he would have been given a chance to keep the team up. And now look, it sucks when you're in a relegation battle. I get that you're struggling to try to keep the team up, and it counts for a lot of money, and if I'm not mistaken, they were the first Welsh team in the Premier League, so you know, I get that there's a lot going on there, but yeah, it's so annoying. We would never treat, I mean, look, if a Brit came in and to the NBA and called it round ball or something like that, maybe they'd be made fun of and panned for it. But I don't think we would ever treat a British soccer coach in that manner.
Sure. Well, we had the coach for the Cavaliers. I forgot his name now, who got them to the finals.
Tyronn Lue?
No, before Tyronn Lue.
Oh, what's his name?
That he coached in like Russia.
I forgot
his name. But that was a big deal because he hadn't had NBA experience. But
NBA
he was like one of the best in Europe.
Yeah.
And he got criticized a little bit just because they thought it was like, you know, it was too much for him. But then LeBron came back, and then they were doing great again. Yeah. So it wasn't, you know,
still got to the finals.
Exactly. So, but it says a lot about your players.
Also, he survived Russia. I mean, he seems like, I think he's going to do just fine anywhere else.
Yeah. There, in Russia, every foul is a flagrant foul.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, there's drones following every player collecting data at all times.
He had LeBron. And, you know, if LeBron wasn't there, he would have had a rough time.
Sure.
They would have given him like some time to like adjust. But once he got the best player in the world,
yeah,
all of a sudden they were getting to the finals.
Right. Like imagine if Bob Bradley got the same thing.
Exactly.
Imagine he was allowed to sign Landon Donovan. I mean, could you just imagine?
It would have been.
I mean, they would have just handed him the trophy right there.
The Landon Donovan trophy.
The Landon Donovan Premier League trophy.
They would have renamed it.
The Landon Donovan MVP Premier League trophy. Why MVP? Most valuable Donovan. It doesn't make sense, but you let it happen.
Oh boy. So we're very sad about that, but
I think he's gonna get a great easy, you know, look, I can't wait for him to start managing a second tier team in Spain now. He's gonna do just fine.
I'm sort of at a loss for words just because it's so painfully unfair. It would have been cool to see who he would have picked up in January and see sort of where the team could have gone. At this point, I'm putting a curse on Swansea. I just hope they get relegated
too.
To the seventh damn division.
Oh, God. I can't wait till they're in non-league football.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just going up against Rooney's brother. You know, I can't wait. Ah.
So
down with Swansea. We're Swansea haters now at this point. Who's their biggest rival, you think?
Swansea?
Besides themselves.
Oh, they have. Their rival is not in the Premier League.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's another Welsh team. It's probably Swansea United.
Isn't it like Cardiff or something like that?
Is it Cardiff?
Where's I don't know. I don't know for some reason that feels like it's it, but I could be completely wrong.
Whoever it is, that's who we're fans of now. And I hope that's who hires
Bob Bradley.
I want to start calling him Brad Bobley, which is that soccer AM joke, and that's what everyone kept calling him. I hated it, but it stuck in my head. So much going on in the Premier League.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Did you get a chance to watch the Arsenal match?
I did. It was very.
If you have trouble sleeping, the first 85 minutes of that match took care of it.
I don't get Arsenal, man. Like,
what do you think? I'm going to say something different? You think as an avid fan, I understand Arsenal? Arsene Wenger clearly doesn't understand
how
Arsenal.
How do you have 178% possession?
Yeah, and exact number, by the way.
And can't do anything.
This is it.
Is West Brom's defense really that difficult to get
through? Come on. I mean, look, we broke through and so did Manchester City, but they took Manchester City to the brink. They took us to the brink. I mean, Tony Pulis gets a lot of credit for the defense he sets up. Is it enough? Look, I just don't think that's the way the game should be played. Tactically, I wouldn't. That's not how I would play the game if I were a manager. And I'd probably do a better job than Bob Bradley. But clearly, defensively, as good as attacking teams are, he's that good defensively. And I think he deserves the credit for that.
Sure.
But dude, I mean, they were tough, man. They're really hard to break down. And Arsenal is one of these teams that tries to go around you so much that they can essentially walk it in. It's a rub against Arsenal for many, many years. We haven't won the league since 2004. So since that time, we've been just trying to waltz it in by, you know, sort of outpassing you. And a team like, you know, Tony Pulis' team is just not going to allow that to happen.
Yeah, there were just lots of passing going on. There was just lots of Arsenal passing. That was that. You know, that's probably the best description of that game. I read a statistic that said Granit Xhaka had the most passes in the Premier League this season. I think it was something like 134.
Yeah, Coughlin is on that list too.
Yeah, so which is just another sign they just had the ball all game, and they just couldn't do anything.
All they did was pass to each other. It was a training.
It's frustrating. I don't know. You look, there is credit to West Brom. The goal that they finally did get was great, and it was going to take some kind of a brilliance like that,
right,
from Giroud.
I mean, they started Giroud. Out of all the passes, not many of them were crosses. Why do you have Giroud there?
Well, I think that, look, initially they had to, it's three games in like one week or whatever. So the games were on the weekend. During the week, last week, and then Boxing Day, and then this weekend. So there's like 10, 12 days and three games.
Which is so stupid.
Well, but this is why Giroud has to start. Because
Premier League, you're so dumb. Stop it. Every other league is taking a break at this point. This is why English players don't do well in the World Cup. They don't do well in the Euros. There's a lot of reasons why they don't do well in both of those. This is one of those reasons. This is another reason why we're constantly injured. You know, players that players are constantly injured in the second half of the season because you're playing them in sub degree weather, you know, sub freezing weather. Mm-hmm. Stop it. Take a fucking break.
Yeah. No, at this point, you just sound like a concerned mom. Like, put on your jacket.
Stop it.
Just Giroud.
Short sleeves. And Giroud had to score the only way we were going to score in that match, which is muscling someone out of the way and heading a beautiful header in.
But that's the thing, is that isn't Arsenal's game.
No, but look, a champion needs to be able to win those tough matches.
Look, and to keep up with the rest of the teams, right, that are, you know,
I just said champion, people laughed, and you have every right to laugh because clearly not.
Chelsea's been winning a lot of games, but defensively, they put up a lot of shutouts, y'all.
That's right, y'all.
A lot of shutouts. You know, somebody's been getting a Cy Young.
Okay? Hell yeah, son.
A lot of shutouts.
Damn, son. Rookie of the year.
But they've been it's a lot of 1-0 victories the last couple of weeks, and Arsenal needs some of those. And that's what the last few weeks where they've been, dropping points is for, you know, for that reason.
I mean, I don't even know how to explain it as an Arsenal fan. It's one of these things where, like, you think the team is doing incredible, and then two losses in a row, two winnable losses in a row, mm-hmm, and now we're like, oh, it's the worst team ever. And then they win, and half the fans are like, we told you they were great. The other half are like, well, we escaped that one, but we still suck. And I'm not sure where I sit. I don't think the fact that we're this far still away from first, having had the season we've had, is ultimately very frustrating.
It is. And you can only just look at Chelsea and say, like, they've only lost two matches.
Yeah. At least we're not 12 points behind. That would have been nearly impossible. But look, it's just about half of the season. It's just barely half the season left. I mean, just barely, we've ticked off half the season. We've still got an entire half of a season left.
Yeah.
There's a lot of opportunities.
It's not grim just yet.
No. But look, Chelsea has one weird injury, and they're catchable. And also, I don't think they can keep this form going. I know I said the same thing about Leicester City all season last
year. Did you see? I don't know if you saw this. The Chelsea Bournemouth match. They just absolutely dominated.
Yeah.
Bournemouth, but Hazard Rabona.
Yeah. Hazardous, if you will.
It didn't go in. It didn't go in. But the fact that he took that shot,
right,
was, I think, indicative of where Chelsea are in their season.
Right. And how little respect they have for their opponent.
Imagine if it was last year.
The fans would have been waiting for this person at their house.
They would have been furious.
Yeah.
But they, at that point, I think they were already up 2-0. Hazard is, it's weird because last year was the first year I was really watching the Premier League,
right,
and really focused on it. And I'm like, Chelsea's just, what is it? This is a garbage team.
Garbage team. Hazard. This dude needs to be off.
He needs to be wearing a biohazard suit.
Yeah, come on, son. You're making everyone else bad around you, dog. You contagious with this ass. You hazardous to the rest of the club. And this year, he's back to, he may not look as good as he did 2 years ago, but he's back to being the sort of the essential part of that club.
Yeah, he just looks great, and Diego Costa is like, it's like he I don't know if he's meditating. I don't know if he's doing something to, like, he didn't play the last game because of a yellow card accumulation. And it still says a lot that they still dominated without Diego Costa.
Yeah.
So they're
and again, David Luiz looks like he dialed back 5 years. You know, he's completely different when Conte's his manager.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Bye.
Everton also played against Leicester City. A fun game. Kind of
the champs.
Both teams, you don't really know what to expect on any given day. Sometimes.
Like Arsenal, you kind of know what they're going to do. You may not know what the result's going to be. Everton, you have no clue what they're even going to do.
Yeah. And also, Jamie Vardy was not playing. He was suspended for the red card he received in the previous match.
Right.
I went into it watching. Obviously, I'm an Everton fan. I'm like, they at least have a chance. Leicester has been losing to so many teams that they shouldn't be losing to.
Right.
Mahrez didn't start. I think, again, Boxing Day, focusing on resting some of the players for the other matches.
Right.
And Leicester.
But let's be honest, Leicester City at full, you know, full capability still isn't playing that well this year.
It's a bummer, especially the.
No, it's not. It's Conte. I mean, speaking of, you know, from Chelsea to Leicester, Jesus, man, N'Golo Conte. Yeah. Put him on any team, they win. He's a machine. He's an engine. You know, he does not stop. Right. And look what's happening to Leicester without him. They could barely keep possession. They're rushing when they do.
Let's get Conte to NYCFC.
Come on, son.
Just win MLS Cup.
Give him
after
two
MLS.
DP slots. I don't care.
Everton, they won 2-0. Goals by Kevin Morales and Romelu Lukaku, the Belgian pair.
Yeah.
It's not even much analysis. It's just like, oh, cool, they won. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Didn't think that would happen.
Yeah, thank you. What a way to end the year.
I think Everton still has the problems that they have. They have a very poor, there's not much creativity in the midfield.
But apparently this January transfer window is going to take care of that.
Yeah, hopefully, I think Koeman is focusing on, he sees where the problems are. So the rumor is Memphis Depay, Morgan Schneiderlin, both from Manchester United. So those are both possibilities. Who knows? At least they're addressing what the problem is, and hopefully they can, you know.
So apparently Draxler going to PSG from Wolfsburg frees up Depay, because Depay was supposed to go to PSG. But PSG pulled the trigger on Draxler instead. Mm-hmm. So unless Wolfsburg comes for Depay, it looks like it's going
to
be.
It's almost like when in high school, when you have to figure out who's your prom date.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh wait, you asked Jackie. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then, all right. No, I'm gonna ask Ryan.
But I'm waiting for this person to ask me. Yeah. So I will go with you, but only if. But you heard that he's going. You know, it's that whole.
It's very conditional.
Yeah, there's a lot of those red strings on the wall.
Exactly. Yeah.
Tying people together. For you guys. I hope you get Morgan Schneiderlin and Memphis Depay. I don't know if they would drastically change what you need. Do you think that they can be? What position do you think? I mean, what is it that you think Everton needs? I've been saying they need a South American central attacking midfielder.
Yes. And they have...
Depay is more of a winger.
Yeah, they have... what's his name?
Which is Bolasie.
They have Ener Valencia from... Ecuador. Yeah, they have him, but he doesn't play much because he's a striker.
Right.
I think Depay has some, you know, he's kind of crafty. He's like,
sure.
He's like Firmino light, you know, he's yeah. he has a little bit of something to offer.
That's called Joel Allen.
So I think he has something to offer. I don't know if he's going to, again, I don't think he's going to drastically change the team, but I think from time to time, there'll be a player or two that he'll create some space because, again, and we saw it, both goals for Everton were just, you know, tossing it forward. I mean, and just kicking
and
it forward.
And just muscling.
The first one, Morales, he outran the both center backs. And this Lukaku just literally threw Wes Morgan right down to the ground.
And slapped him on the way down.
Yeah, I think he even did the Captain Morgan, put his put his knee up on Morgan's back.
Posed, took two photos.
But that was a spectacular goal, and we see what Lukaku can do. Yeah. You know, with a little, and Morgan's not a small guy too. He just threw him to the ground like he was just just a small dude. But the step overs to get past everybody, that was great, and that you want to see more of that. But it'd be cool if Lukaku can do that with an assist, you know, like it, not just someone launching the ball to him and him making it kind of happen. The goal happened really just because Leicester were pressing forward, so they had to sacrifice some men to attack,
right?
So Lukaku's always, by the end of the year, he's always going to put up like 15 to 20 goals. And that, but when you concede so many, because you don't really have, because you're constantly defending, you're not really, there's no one else that can really do anything like spectacular. Morales can do it occasionally, but he's not even close to, consistent.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand how Deulofeu hasn't, you know, transitioned into more central. He seems like he has some of that creativity. He's really good at cutting in.
We've talked about this, about so Deulofeu so much, but I don't think he's in the best graces with his manager. So, you know, I've kind of given up on that hope.
I'm sure he's saying like, dude, come on.
He's just small. Honestly, I just think he's small.
He is, but still, that's fine.
Yeah.
Barca B. I mean, you're not getting anyone better.
Yeah. The other game that was...
speaking of goals, by the way.
Speaking of goals.
Enrique Mkhitaryan.
Manchester United played against... Why am I forgetting who they played against? But they had an absolute...
stellar goal.
Sunderland. Obviously, you expect them to beat Sunderland.
Yeah, we actually had a whole idea because Manchester United was losing of a video, and we can't really do it now.
No, you guys.
Because they seem to be winning.
Why'd you ruin it for
us? Come
on. No, they'll get back to their losing ways.
Yeah, hell yeah, they will.
Give it a moment. But obviously, nothing too surprising about a Manchester United victory over Sunderland.
No.
But an absolute stunner of a goal.
Jesus.
From Henrik Mkhitaryan, the guy who couldn't even get any playing time because Mourinho was like, no, dude. You wait your turn.
You got to step your game up.
Yeah, he told him that. And then finally, he got some playing time in the Europa League and was scoring. Then got some starts in the Premier League and was also scoring. And then, what was it? Higuita scorpion kick?
Yeah, that's right.
Kind of style. I mean, it was incredible.
It was a forward lunging back heel.
Yeah.
And there's one specific angle, which is sort of, Zlatan was on the right wing cutting in, and he sent this like sort of angled cross almost towards... It looks like it was supposed to go to the far post, but essentially what happened was Enrique Mkhitaryan was standing in front of the near post, so he was at an odd angle to strike it. So what he did was he sort of threw his body at the ground and used his back heel to kick it over his back and his head in a straight line into the goal. So if you can imagine that, it looked like he was diving for a header, but he went too far too early. Mm-hmm. So he just kicked his back foot up and used the back heel. So there's an angle where it's like literally across his body, sort of right over Zlatan's shoulder. It's absolutely ridiculous. And there's nothing. There's no defender that would have been able to put themselves in a position to stop that.
Yeah.
There's no goalkeeper that would have expected that. That is just one of those. And look, I don't think Mkhitaryan thought he was going to do that. I think he just threw his foot up in a sort of a last gasp effort to get a hit on the ball at all, you know, to get any contact on that ball. And it just happened to go in. But it was absolutely incredible to watch.
Yeah. I would say that there's few scorpion kicks that are perfectly calculated, you know? Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, just the fact that you had the balls to do it.
Right. By definition, it's not calculated. Yeah, by definition, in order to be able to do that, it means you've miscalculated.
It was, it was incredible, but the fact that it almost looked like a... the way a header is redirected, like to avoid the keeper.
Right.
You know? It seems so precise, the kick, because it went to the top left corner. Which is crazy. I mean, obviously, again, yeah, he wasn't necessarily aiming.
Right. He had no idea.
Had no idea where he was going.
That's why he was so excited.
But it just like, looked, yeah, it just looked so crazy. But the disappointing part on the refs is that it was...
Oh, when you watch the replay. When you watch it from the angle, I'm talking about, it looks great. When you watch it from the sideline angle, yeah, it's like, you're like, how far offside does he have to be?
He's so offside. There's no reason why it shouldn't have been. I mean, it's cool that it was allowed because it was that spectacular. I think the goal was so good that the ref was like, he's like, sorry, Sunderland.
Put your flag back down. The guy's like, no, son, that didn't happen at all. I don't know what you're talking about. It's got to count.
It's got to count. No, it's like, no, we got to, yeah.
They're like, come on, Sunderland, where are you going with one less goal scored against you?
Because you know how those, the NFL has this problem a lot where they, on their Twitter feed, they will repost highlights for things that were penalties.
Right.
So they'll be like, look at this great play from Dez Bryant. But they you know, it was a penalty. Like, or either he celebrated or
right.
There was something wrong with the play.
Right.
So it's like, why are you bragging about it when you penalized him for...
It was disallowed.
It was disallowed, exactly. Yeah. So it's sort of like that where I think they almost didn't want that to happen. They were like, it was like, no, this is...
But everyone shared it.
Like, I think literally like the Premier League social media guy was like in the ear of the ref like, no, let that go.
We need the retweets. We need them retweets. My dude, let that go.
Yo, we just lost 6 followers from this game.
Which, let's do an update now that you said 6 followers.
Oh, that's right.
Update time. So yeah, right now we're going to check our Instagram just to make sure. It would be great if we could get... Oh, God, we went down another one.
We went down.
What is happening? 9995. What is going on?
Guys, if you're listening to this...
Are you? It's the people that want us to quit that are listening. So yeah, we're five.
Or maybe
away.
They think it's that we're gonna that we're quitting or that it's ending. So they're like, let me unfollow.
This is all your fault, Christian. No one said that, and we're not quitting at all. We're gonna get bigger and better. We're gonna hit that 10,000 before the end of the year.
It's gonna
I promise
be, of
you.
Course. Yeah, I think I'm confident with that. I think that'll happen. So yeah, great. You know, another great week in the Premier League. Obviously, there were games on Boxing Day, and we have another week coming up.
We have another weekend and lots to look forward to. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of news coming out on MLS. Glenn Crooks said so.
Yeah.
So sit idly by and wait. And, you know, because of that, there's been so many rumors now. You know, Fernando Torres, rumors left and right. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know.
Who's Fernando Torres going to the prom with? I don't even know.
Who knows? Well, he's waiting for Enric Mkhitaryan to ask him. because Draxler was supposed to, but now he's going to France that weekend.
Oh my God. I can't believe Julian.
Really? Come on.
How dare he?
So, if Premier League 90210.
I got a show.
It's not a bad show. If you
just
guys.
The drama, you know, the melodrama of every.
The crying, really. I mean, that's just West Ham fans. Who might be Red Bull?
West Ham. That was another rumor that the Red Bull might buy West Ham.
Yeah,
I feel like West Ham is on the come up. You know, they're in their new stadium that nobody wants to go to.
Nobody wants to go to that. Everyone hates
that. Everyone hates. So it seemed like things were going so well, especially about, you know, the sad tribute that they did I forgot the name of the last stadium.
Oh, the Bowling Ground. Was Upton Park was the official.
I don't remember.
Right? Yeah, the Bowling Ground.
Yeah. But it was I was watching that and I'm like, wow, West Ham has a lot of culture and
tons.
No, it's like now they want to be an energy drink.
Yeah, now they're really gone. They're really sold out. Welcome to Red Bull Arena for your Red Bull West Ham United FC.
The West Ham Mountain Dews.
Yeah. Are you amped for this game?
Are you hamped?
Yeah. West hamped. Oh, man. Someone please Photoshop that logo and tag us in it.
Yeah, everyone has frosted tips.
What do you mean it's illegal to wear glasses on the back of your neck during the entire match? They're Oakleys, bro. trying to play soccer in flip-flops. Pink shorts with their cargo.
Oh boy. So
who makes your boots? Oh, Sperry Topsiders? Cool. Yeah, there's a lot going on there. So who knows? Maybe Red Bull is, you know, on their way to the Premier League, which no one thought that would happen.
Yeah. So anyway, that's it for today, everybody.
That's it, guys.
I hope you had a good time. I hope everyone listening, thank you for all the support in 2016.
It was massive.
You know, I was looking at some of the stats for the podcast alone. We got about 42,000 downloads this year for the podcast.
That's incredible.
So that's surreal.
From where we started to where we are now.
So yeah, like I know you're listening. 42,000 in a year sounds like a lot, but it's not really that many. Yeah. But you know, given week to week. But you know, everyone listening to this, we're you know, genuine and very sincerely, we mean like thank you so much. It means
so
a lot.
Much.
We've gotten to do a lot of stuff because you are listening, and I hope that you know that we could convey that gratitude, because we wouldn't be able to go to the MLS Cup, we wouldn't be able to meet Jack Harrison and do all these videos and stuff if you right now listening to this were not listening. So
yeah. It's because of you guys that we get to do everything we're doing, and we're doing it for you guys. We want to entertain you. Hopefully you guys love the videos that we recently put up. We have another one coming out Thursday, maybe?
Yeah,
Thursday there'll be another one coming out. So we put one out on Monday morning, which is us trying some indigenous Toronto food.
Yeah,
while
we were at the MLS Cup, we had a couple bites to eat.
And, oh, yeah.
We made a fun little video that I feel like it's being very well received.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of people really into it.
And we got more. We got some stuff that we've done all around MLS Cup. We've got maybe one or two more videos coming out with some MLS Cup stuff. So hopefully you guys enjoy that. Please comment, like, and subscribe. If you are a fan of this podcast, 5 stars on iTunes. Leave a comment on iTunes. That would be massive.
And all we want for Christmas is just you to go to your every person's phone you see and just subscribe to the podcast and subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Right.
That's all. No big deal.
Maybe you guys celebrate Hanukkah or Kwanzaa. There's still gifts to be given. If you don't know what to give your loved ones, send us their information and we'll send them a sticker.
Yeah, you can do that.
Send them the love of cool.
And I believe on the 8th day of Hanukkah, you're supposed to subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yeah, which everyone knows that.
Yeah, everyone. I mean, that's it.
Last candle. Boom.
Yeah. It's
a podcast subscription.
Yeah. I mean,
not just that, also our YouTube. Don't forget, please. We could really use help there.
I mean, but yeah, it's written in the Torah for a reason. Yeah. It's like,
it's the scrolls, my dude. It says it, YouTube and podcast. It says it in there. Yeah, you don't understand old Hebrew, all right? So maybe we're right.
Yeah.
You
know? I had it. My girlfriend is, her family's Jewish. And I
bragging?
But I got to celebrate Hanukkah for the second time this time, and seeing all the kids go just lose their mind over all the gifts. I mean, there's so many children. Also, before we go, I just want to say, because this was just a funny, weird moment. My girlfriend's aunt, we were at the dinner table, and she goes, I saw this video about how Michelle Obama is a man, and I'm like. I was like, what credible news source did you hear this from? She goes, YouTube. It's on YouTube.
Okay. Well, so are we, which goes to show how credible it is.
But it was so, she believed it. She really believed, like, I don't know. It seems like the video, you can do anything on Photoshop or whatever. You can make anything. You can make any point you want to make on YouTube.
It's hilarious.
And she really believed that Michelle Obama, she believed Michelle Obama could possibly be a man, and that Joan Rivers may have been killed because she made a joke about that a couple like weeks prior to her dying.
Oh, really? This is a hell of a conspiracy theory.
It's like, it goes all the way to the top.
we've cracked the big one here. We're all on there. Delete the hard drives. Delete the hard drives.
It was so crazy. And that was my Hanukkah. It was beautiful.
Oh, man. The Killuminati. Bam, bam, bam. Black helicopters over your Hanukkah house. There's a microphone in every yarmulke.
Oh, man.
What a way to end this podcast.
Yeah.
The last one of the year ends on a Jewish-led conspiracy theory. So we're definitely going to get kicked off the air. If you get a chance, follow our Instagram. We are almost at 10,000. We'd love to do that before the end of the year.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So one last check before we get off the air. just in case.
Let's see where
we're about to say bye, by the way. If you don't know who we are, my name is Alexis Guerrero.
My name is Christian Polanco.
And together we have an Instagram account, which is still at 9,995, which if you don't know what it is, it's the soccer
cool again.